east of the Rockies. You're on the air.
Art.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy to get through. I knew I was going to get through. I was laying in bed, sleeping, and my grandson got up to go to the bathroom. And my husband turned on the radio, and I just got up and called you.
Okay.
Got through. Okay, this is a story about my grandson. When he was 2 years old, he was sleeping with his brother. And every night, one of them would get out of bed and go sleep with the mother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the older brother woke up, and he couldn't find his brother, and I'm sorry, I'm nervous. He went in to talk to mom and find out where brother was.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother said, no, he's not here. Go back and look for him. So he went back, and he couldn't find his brother. So he came back, he came back again and couldn't find his brother. And he went back again, and he just decided to sleep on the couch. And the next morning, my daughter said, I told you your brother was in bed. And the two-year-old said, no, me not, me on spaceship. So when he came the next day, I said, what happened last night? And he said, I went on a spaceship. And he's like going zoom, zoom. And I said, what happened? And he said, they took me to see another Kenny that looks
I'm
just
sorry,
like
another, another what?
Well, he said his name. They
okay.
took me to see another Kenny
oh.
that looks just like me.
Oh.
Yeah. And my stomach just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked him, I said, were they good to you? And he said, yeah. And I said, what did they look like? And he said, you know, Grandma, big eyes. And I asked him if they talked to him. And he said they didn't have mouths, but they mm-hmm. talked to him.
This was a two-year-old.
Two-year-old. Now, I wrote Whitley about this, and he got back to me like the same day.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful letter. And I talked to him a little bit about it, but I didn't dwell on it. And we didn't talk much about it after that. But the synchronicity is that when I was writing Whitley or emailing him, my older grandson that found him missing was talking to his mother about it. When I got the response back from Whitley, I called my daughter and told her that I had emailed Whitley and gave her the response. Mm-hmm. And she said, Mom, just yesterday, the older grandson asked her if she remembered the incident. And then I think probably 3 years, 4 years after it happened, we were standing outside a restaurant. And out of the clear blue sky, we were just standing there waiting for my daughter to come out. And out of the clear blue sky, he said, Grandma, what I don't know is, how did they get me out of my bed the night they took me? And I just about fell over. I couldn't believe he was asking that. It was, you know, it's kind of sad in a way, because I love him so much to think that, you know, maybe something is happening. And then the next incident was, I think, that was it Mars that was close to Earth or Venus?
It was Mars.
Oh, it was Mars. Okay, we were outside looking for it with the telescope, and I couldn't see it. We didn't have a very good telescope. And I came, and I said, come on, let's go look it up on the Internet. And I brought it up on the Internet, and as soon as he saw it, he got real excited, and he says, Grandma, Grandma, that's where they took me that night. And I said, I just talked to him, and I said, what do you mean? He said, I saw that. And what he implied, without really saying the words, that's where the mothership sits, right near that. He might have been talking about Venus, mm-hmm. but it was Mars that I had on the Internet. And he was so excited. He said, that's where they took me that night. And he said he got off one vehicle into another, and it was real big. And he implies different breeds, like insects, type and reptilian type, and but that
boy, that's an awful lot for a two-year-old to remember.
Right
it really
exactly.
is. That's an amazing story, though.
But what really got me the most was when he said they took him and showed him another Kenny that looks just like him.
Yeah, exactly.
I I just, I couldn't believe it because, you know, I hear these shows about hybrids, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, is it true?
Is there any history in your family that would point to what he said? In other words, was anybody else abducted? You know what? We're running out of time, but is there any family history?
If they are, I don't know about it.